From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A Senate vote is expected this week on a bipartisan gun regulation bill. NPR's Fiona Zublin reports the vote is still considered too close to call.
The proposed bill would close some of the existing loopholes when it comes to background checks. Currently, only licensed gun dealers must run background checks on gun buyers. Under this measure, anyone trying to buy a firearm at a gun show or online would also get a background check. Private gun transactions, from one family member to another, for example, would not be affected. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer proposed a more comprehensive background check measure, but leaders considered it too extreme. He says reform won't infringe on gun owners' rights.
The background check would be great because it would limit who could get guns. It would not interfere with the rights of law-abiding citizens.
Other issues on the table in the bill: school security, gun trafficking, and a measure that would consider a concealed weapons permit in any state a legitimate background check. Fiona Zublin, NPR News.
And Republican House members are already trying to figure out how to weaken the Senate bill. The so-called Gang of Eight bipartisan group of senators is due to release an immigration overhaul plan this week. It's widely expected to include an expanded electronic employee verification system, stepped-up border enforcement, and a plan to allow some undocumented residents a path to citizenship. The government-backed presidential candidate in Venezuela is the apparent victor in a squeaker of an election. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Caracas says that just a month after socialist Hugo Chavez died from cancer, Chavez's hand-picked successor won by a slim 235,000 votes, prompting a recount demand from his opponent.
Interim President Nicolás Maduro, Chavez's hand-picked successor, had been expected to win big. But instead, he barely took 50% of the vote against Enrique Capriles, a 40-year-old lawyer and governor. Capriles did not concede in a press conference. He said that Maduro used all of the state's resources in a brief campaign, and that there were 3,200 incidents in which there were violations of electoral rules by the government as it tried to get pro-government voters to the polls. He demanded a manual recount of all the ballots cast. Maduro, earlier in the evening, said the government would permit a recount and that he was confident that he had won the election. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.
It's the Day of the Sun in North Korea, the anniversary of the birth date of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's first leader, Kim Il-sung. This is state TV newsreel sound from the celebration in Pyongyang. Kim died in 1994. His grandson, Kim Jong-un, is North Korea's new dictatorial ruler, and under him, North Korea has been making a string of threats against South Korea and the U.S. Today, the Supreme Court considers whether individual genes can be patented or whether they should be considered products of nature, even if they've been removed from a body for research and product development. This is NPR News. Millions of Americans are scrambling to file their federal income tax returns before the deadline of midnight tonight. The IRS says an option is to request an automatic extension of time to file. NPR's Craig Windham reports tax experts say people who rush to finish their returns tend to make more mistakes.
Last-minute filers often make math errors or fail to take all the deductions they're due, but tax accountant Linda DeMarler says,
"Well, I think the worst mistake is to file a tax return on time that's wrong because you've been in a hurry."
DeMarler advises requesting an extension of time to file rather than rushing to finish because she says if there are mistakes in a last-minute return, the taxpayer would later have to file an amended return.
The IRS actually looks at amended returns. Not that you have anything to hide, but it could take even longer to get your refund.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Cases of a new type of bird flu first seen in eastern China have now been reported in Beijing and a nearby province. Michael O'Leary of the World Health Organization says there will probably be additional ones.
The medical community is keeping a very close watch for cases, and this means that any suspected ones will be thoroughly investigated, and we can expect more.
Scientists are tracking the virus as closely as they are because they say it's hard for them to predict how dangerous it will become. The new bird flu virus has now killed more than a dozen people across China. Indonesian transport officials say a Lion Air passenger jet stuck in shallow water on the resort island of Bali will have to be cut into pieces to be removed. All 108 passengers survived the Saturday crash when the plane slammed into the water short of the Bali airport. Investigators are trying to figure out why it all happened. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.